It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we are talking about bark. Monica Moeller is with us. How are you this morning?
So far, so good.
Glad to have you in.
Well, thank you for letting us come in and talk about bark.
Absolutely. So what's happening over there?
Well, we'll get started with that right off the top. Here is the events that will be coming up here in October, and we love to see all these activities and events going on. So first of all, the one that I'll talk about coming up next Wednesday will be the Kids Free Bingo, and it's for kids of all ages, and like I said, it is free, and you win prizes for your bingo, and we got some very reasonable concessions there, so send some money along with your kids for concessions so they can obviously have something to eat and drink while they're playing bingo. There is no school next Wednesday for that teacher in service day, so that's where we have picked Wednesday the 15th at 1 o'clock in the West Gym at Bark for this bingo for the kids.
Should be a perfect day for it.
Sure. Something for the kids to do.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's being sponsored by Hometown Sanitation, so we'd like to thank our sponsor there. And at the last bingo that we had in August, we actually had 130 kids show
up. Wow.
So we know that this has been very successful. The kids are enjoying it, having fun. So we're happy to host another bingo for the kids.
Definitely. That's a huge turnout.
Yes.
It's a room full.
But I think they're all very well behaved. And, you know, if the grandparents want to come along, we actually have some adults that even play the bingo too. So we can all be kids at heart and play bingo and support the concession stand.
There we go. All right, that's coming up Wednesday.
Yes. The next one will actually be the adult bingo. And so we're going to resume our time for the next couple. Well, we haven't decided how many months we're going to do this yet, but probably into April or May again. And so with this adult bingo, we will have our first one on October 21st. The bingo starts at 6:30. But prior to that, we are going to have a light supper of Sloppy Joes and potato chips, and that will be starting at 5:30, and that plate is available for $5. If you want to add something else to your meal, that we will also have pop, water, bars, and cookies. So you can, you know, just buy that at the concession stand, too, to go along with your meal. If you want to just come in and have the meal and leave and not play bingo, you're certainly welcome to do that. If you want a to-go meal that, you know, you just want to go home and be done with things for the day, we can offer that. But if you want to come and stay and try your luck at playing bingo, you're sure more than welcome to stay the rest of the evening.
I think that's a great idea to serve up Sloppy Joes before
yes.
you play. I
you
think
can't
that's
even
a
hardly
good
find
idea.
A Sloppy Joe at any restaurants.
And $5?
Yeah.
What a deal.
You bet. And the big thing is, too, you're supporting Bark.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's the big thing behind it. And so with the bingo, we go and have cards for $1. So you can buy as many cards as you want. And then your winnings will be 40% of the income that was brought in from the cards that were sold for that game. We play 10 games, and so after 5 games, we have a short intermission. And the attendees, you can come and go as you want. So, like, maybe you got a meeting you got to get to at a certain time and can only play the first 5 games, you can get up and walk out, or you had to work late, you want to come in and join us later, you can come and go as you want playing bingo, too.
There's room for everybody.
Yes, and also concessions there, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what's the date on the adult bingo, then?
The adult bingo is Tuesday, October 21st.
Okay.
Meal at 5:30, bingo at 6:30.
Very good.
Our bingos are held the third Tuesday of the month, and so then our next one is also going to be scheduled for Tuesday, November 18th.
Okay, and so you can mark that on your calendar.
Yep, and we also have plans for a light meal for that one, too.
Good deal.
All right, and then on to one of our fundraisers that we got to get really serious with is the Bark's Chili and Soup Feed.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, this weather just doesn't feel like soup yet, but
it will.
It will, yeah. If you get tired of the grilled hot dogs and hamburgers, it's time to go back to the soup. So that's going to be set for Sunday, October 26th. And adults are $10, and children 10 and under are $8. And so along with the chili and the chicken noodle soup, we'll be also serving a great variety of desserts.
Very nice.
And all the proceeds will be going in to help offset the cost of the heating, the bark building.
It's a big building.
It
takes
is.
A lot to keep it heated.
Yeah. I think most of you know that most of the time in the winter, it's anywhere between maybe $2,000 and $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
So a $10 meal helps.
Yes.
And
but
so we need all the help we can get.
Yes. The family, the kids, the neighbors, bring everybody.
Yes, yes, for sure. So those are the events that are going to be happening for the month of October. And so I just want to go into what BARC has going on, that we have that heating for a day. And so if you would like to select a day in honor of a person or in memory of a person, maybe you got a birthday or anniversary coming up that you want these people recognized, that we would take a donation of $125, and then we'll try to publicize it on our board out front. So when you're driving by, you can see someone, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday or anniversary today. And when I see it, I actually just say to myself, thank you, so-and-so, for donating that money
right. To
help sponsor BARC. So if you do not want your name mentioned, we don't have to do that either. If you just want to make a $125 donation and have nothing on the board, we can do that too. So we will take care of you whichever way you want it, either publicized or not publicized.
Very good.
So that's heat for a day at $125. So we would like to fill the calendar up a lot
yes.
of days.
We need to get it filled soon because the weather is going to change.
Yes, for sure. One of the other events that is going to be coming up here that's also one of our big fundraisers is going to be the craft show that we have of the Wyndham Winter Wonderland Craft and Vendor Fair. That's going to be on Saturday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It fills the whole entire gym, so we have lots of homemade crafts, large variety of vendor items, and a great bake sale.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. So come and get ready to shop and look around, and you can enjoy rolls and coffee from 9 to 11. And then there will be a hot lunch served from 11 to 1. And there again, the young and old alike can come and visit Santa Claus and take pictures with him. So we'll have the stage decorated for a Santa's workshop area
nice.
To come and see him. Yep, so bring your kitties along and
yes.
have them dressed up and be ready to go for their pictures.
Now, do you already have all the vendors? Do you have room for more vendors?
We do have room for more vendors. And so if there is anybody out there listening right now, or if you want to pass the word on to other people that do this kind of thing, that you can call BARC at 831-2375 and get the information there.
Very good.
Yeah. Just a quick reminder, we always have rentals, whether it's renting the gymnasium, either a half or a full gymnasium, for basketball, volleyball, other activities. We have class reunions, wedding dances, birthday parties, whatever. And obviously our BARC indoor golf. And so if a person wants to come in and play golf, again, I'm hopefully this winter, people will come in and help patronize that. You just have to go to the website of www.barkindoorgolf.com, and there you can select your date and time that you would like to come in and play golf.
And if you haven't done that yet, you don't have to wait till winter.
No, it's open
it's
right
open
now.
It's open now.
Yes.
And it's fun.
Year round it's open.
Yeah.
So you can come in anytime you want, any day of the year, and play, whether it's a holiday or anything.
Very good.
Yes. I guess some other rentals that I just want a quick mention too is the auditorium is always there, 650 seats available. We also have picnic tables and folding chairs and banquet tables. So if you want to rent any of those for your needs, You can also call BARC and reserve those.
And the other thing to keep in mind is whenever you reserve or whenever you rent any of this, you're really making a donation to BARC.
Yes, you are. And that's where we have to do these things to keep the doors open on BARC. And, you know, we feel that we have very reasonable prices on things. And so, yeah, we just need to keep this open. Like I said, it is a community building. So we need help to sustain this community building for anybody to use. And so the BARC board meets the fourth Monday of every month in the library at 5:30. So if you want to attend and give us any suggestions or any information to help BARC out, please come to our meetings. We're open to any type of suggestions. Some people are really good at looking out for grants, and I'm not good at that stuff. So yeah. If somebody is good at that and you see something that you feel that we should apply for, you know, again, let us know. If you want to be any type of volunteer, whether, say, when we have this chili feed coming up, that if you want to make bars, if you want to come and work at the fundraiser of cleaning tables or serving the food or working in the kitchen, if you want to do some baking for the Winter Wonderland bake sale. And so there's several ways you can help out, whether it's a money donation, baking food, that just volunteering time, it'd be great.
It's a volunteer facility, and
yes,
you got to have volunteers to make it work.
You do. If you want to get any more information on this, Cheryl is in the office usually Monday through Friday, 12 to 4. Or you could just call her again at the 831-2375. And I guess the one big last thing that I got to make sure that I get covered is the need of a new boiler.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That just isn't going away.
No. And so we had the choice of either getting it replaced or having to close the doors because you need heat for the winter. So within the next couple weeks, it's going to be a major repair for this project to get underway. And this is where, again, we need everyone's help to donate money to improve this boiler system. The improvements will result in reliable heating for the warmth and comfort of all of our renters and guests, lower our energy bills, and a safer environment. So we need to invest in our future, ensuring that BARC can survive and serve the community without disruptions. There was a couple times last year the boiler got shut down and we didn't have heat in the building a couple days and it was cold in there. And the estimated cost of this is well over $50,000. So the board is working with Minnesota Energy Resources and to apply for a grant with that. And they may cover up to $15,000 of that. So,
but that still leaves a chunk of money.
Yes, it does. So we don't care if it's $5, $50, or more, that every dollar helps. And because BARC is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, your donation is tax deductible. And if you would like to mail a check, you can send it to BARC at Post Office Box 123 or drop it off with Cheryl in the office. And they are going to do the Venmo. And so donations can be made in a few seconds. This is out of my range, but... we always figure that we want to get the younger people involved. They
Absolutely.
Don't use checks anymore.
Right.
So they do it within a couple seconds, and you search for at BARC-Wyndham, or you can scan our QR code and enter your donation amount, add a note like for boiler repairs, and hit pay.
That's all there is to it.
Evidently. we are going to... My favorite thing was when we did the United Service Drive to always see these thermometers
yes.
around town to see where the money was
where
at.
Where the money's at.
Well, Bruce found a thermometer down in BARC garage one day. So someday I got to get down there and paint it up.
Ah,
and
okay.
We're going to try to get that out on the lawn so people can drive by and see where we're at with our thermometer for the boiler.
It'd be nice if we could have it all red before we even get going.
Exactly. So I'll just tell people in advance, thank you very, very much for any type of donation that you are willing to give and support BARC. And like I said, we just got to do this to keep the doors open and going.
We need the doors open.
Yes, we do.
All right. It's a Monica, great place. Phone number again for BARC.
831-2375.
Very good. It's going to be a busy month.
Yeah, and we hope to see a lot of people there.
Definitely.
All right.
All right.
Thank you
for coming in. Monica Moeller with BARC, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.